Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Now, the number of electric vehicles on the road is increasing, but despite this, Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland research shows that many motorists still have questions about the technology and the different types of electric cars on the market, the range of an electric vehicle, their cost, the grants available, charging infrastructure, and indeed the true environmental benefits of electric vehicles. And for more on this now, I'm joined by Electric Vehicles Programme Manager with the SEAI, Shane Prendergast. Good morning to you, Shane.
Hi, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Good to talk to you today. People are still very, very careful about electric cars. And the two things that emerge all of the time is the cost, first of all, and indeed the infrastructure. In other words, will I be able to drive to Dublin and back without, ending up pulled up on the road somewhere? Would you go along with that, Shane? Are they the biggies?
Yeah, well, that's what we would see in our research, is they're two of kind of the main, nearly barriers to people taking up the electric
range
vehicles.
And cost.
Range and cost seem to be the two big ones. And just on the cost, what we would find through our research is that people would normally put too much weighting on the upfront initial cost of the electric vehicles. Now, they are more expensive than their equivalent petrol or diesel vehicles. But when you're talking about electric vehicles, you need to look at the vehicle over the whole lifespan of that vehicle. So you need to look at, say, the annual fuel cost of that vehicle. From our research, we can see that an electric vehicle can save you up to 70% or even greater in certain scenarios on your annual fuel bill. If you look at they can attain the lowest motor tax band as well. There's a lot less moving parts within an electric vehicle drivetrain as well, which means your standard maintenance costs are going to be significantly less as well. So when you kind of take all of that into account, it's what we refer to as the total cost of ownership of the vehicle. And if you compare that to an equivalent petrol or diesel vehicle, EVs more than wash their own faces in that regard.
And I'm not entirely clear about the grants available, Shane. What exactly is the story there?
Yeah, there's actually a very generous suite of supports for electric vehicles at the moment in Ireland. It's probably one of the best in Europe, and I would say we're probably at a peak incentive time at the moment. So we have our own SEAI grant where you can get up to €5,000 for the private purchase of an electric vehicle, a qualifying electric vehicle, and you can get up to €3,800 towards the commercial purchase of an electric van. There's also VRT, vehicle registration tax relief, for fully electric cars until the end of 2021. At the turn of the year, there was also a change to the vehicle registration tax bands where electric vehicles went from a 14% band down to a 7% band. So there's a significant saving there as well. Electric vehicles also qualify for a 0% benefit in kind until the end of 2022. And that applies to fully electric vehicles only and to the first €50,000 of the cost of the vehicle. Electric vehicles and charging equipment, they also qualify for accelerated capital allowances. And as I mentioned, there's the lowest motor tax rate. You have the less maintenance costs that are required with your vehicle. And then you have the motorway toll discount as well.
So and with a lot of those incentives, is there a window of opportunity there? Will they be pulled back on after a period of time, do you think?
I would say they would be. It's with every kind of incentive and grant, they would have a certain lifespan. So a grant is in place to basically stimulate the market. And once that market is stimulated, they would slowly start removing those grants and incentives.
Right. Tell me a little bit about the range. I mean, I know you get what you pay for. And if you pay for a hugely expensive electric car, you'll have more range. But I mean, I've heard horror stories, Shane, about people having to drive with the heat off and with the stereo off and stuff just to make it to some sort of a charging point. Is that your experience?
A number of years ago, it would probably be a more pertinent issue for people going to electric vehicles, because a number of years ago you'd have seen there would have been a limited selection of vehicles, the electric vehicles on the market, and their range would have been somewhere in the region of 150 to 200 kilometers to a charge. But what we're seeing now is all the manufacturers are now buying into this electrification of transport, And the majority of the electric vehicles coming to the market at the moment are in the range of 350 kilometres to 500 kilometres, with some even above that 500 kilometres to one charge. So given the shape and breadth of Ireland, I would say that range is should no longer be an issue or a barrier for people, because if you have a 400 kilometre car, you can travel almost anywhere in Ireland.
There seems to be a bit of a push on social media now questioning whether or not electric vehicles are actually better for the environment in terms of the construction, I suppose, of the batteries, for example. What do you have to say about that, Shane? That when you look at the big picture of the electric car, is it, in fact, better for the environment?
Yes, so an electric car today, it's an emerging technology. So the CO2 associated with its manufacture would be higher than a comparable petrol or diesel vehicle, because petrol and diesel vehicles are mass produced. However, though, you'd need to look at the whole life cycle emissions of the electric vehicles, from the production of the vehicle, the daily driving and usage of the vehicle, and the disposal of the vehicle. And that's where we would estimate that electric vehicles can be up to 50% lower CO2 compared to a petrol or diesel car. And then you also have to take the fact that a fully electric vehicle does not even have a tailpipe. So the CO2 associated with the daily driving of the vehicles comes from our electricity grid.
But the issue is in the construction of the car, and particularly, I suppose, the construction of the battery for these electric cars.
Yeah, look, there is the issue around the mining of rare earth materials as well. But what I would always say is the technology is emerging. It's now, there's a lot of research going into moving it to a different types of batteries that's happening at the moment. And at the same time, you have to look that the battery, the cells of the battery that goes into a battery pack in an electric vehicle, they're actually extremely similar in their content to the battery in your mobile phone, to the battery in your computers and your laptops. So it's more than just.
But they're much larger. They're much larger than those batteries, of course. And
yeah, they are indeed. And it's all moving towards getting that mass-produced batteries that we can bring down the cost of the batteries, we can bring down the CO2 associated with their manufacture. And then you have to look at the second life, or the repurposing of battery packs from electric vehicles. Once they have completed their life cycle in an electric vehicle, they can then be repurposed into battery storage devices to be used in a domestic setting.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because what about then replacing the batteries? Because they're hugely expensive to replace.
Yes, they are indeed. But as you see, if you visit drivingelectric.ie, where we list all the electric vehicles, you'll see there's a very generous warranty given on the battery with every electric vehicle. Most of them will be in the region of 6 to 8 years. So you're getting a very sizable warranty to cover any issues that may arise with it. And because it's emerging technology, we're only now starting to see how long the lifespan of an electric vehicle battery can be. And the experience is actually very, very positive. We're seeing they can last 10, 15, 20 years at the moment. So it's.
And that target year of 2030, I mean, what's your own estimation on the amount of electric cars we'd have in this country? How do you think that's going to work out?
I would see the targets as they are ambitious, but I would always say, why not be ambitious? Like, if you look at the Climate Action Plan, the Climate Action Bill, and the targets being set down by Europe, it is on everyone in Ireland to actually be progressive in this area and to try and achieve these targets. So if I would always compare it to, say, your smartphone. Like, when they first came out, you'd only really been talking about them, and then overnight, they were everywhere. And what we're starting to see now is there's massive momentum growing in the electrification of transport, in the sales of electric vehicles, and that is against the backdrop of a global health crisis and an overall motor sales industry contraction as well. So momentum is there for it.
I have to put my hands up and say I'm a petrol head, I'm a diesel head, I love cars. I love, as I call them, real cars. And one of the things that nobody is talking about, and I have an issue with it, is the loss of expertise, for example, with mechanics and the like, and even in terms of, bodywork and that sort of thing too. Do you have any concerns about that?
Well, as I've said, it is an emerging technology, so the expertise will kind of lag slightly at the beginning until so it's.
But everything is replaceable as opposed to being fixed in some way, is it not?
You could say that it is replaceable, but you will need people to replace those. Mm. It's like they are very good electric vehicles at same being used for a mass produced vehicle, but you'll always need tires replaced, you'll need wipers replaced, you'll need your brake pads replaced. So there is a place in there. But even with the kind of existing petrol and diesel vehicles, the new models that are coming out, you're actually seeing a lot has been controlled by the onboard computer as well. And that kind of hands-on previous kind of mechanic experience is nearly being drafted further away from being used on the petrol and diesel vehicles as well.
Interesting point. Shane, that was most interesting. Thanks very much indeed for your time today. Thank you. Good morning to you. That is Shane Prendergast, and Shane is Electric Vehicles Program Manager with the SEAI. What do you think of that? Would you be tempted to buy an electric car? And if not, what are your concerns? 1800 938 007. News and information's on the way.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.